From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Here are your top local stories for April 9th, 2026. Nevada's largest utility says it will need three times the electricity required to power Las Vegas just to handle proposed data centers, and it likely can't do that without fossil fuels. That means the utility could miss Nevada's clean energy targets requiring 50% renewable power by 2030. I can't remember a time in the history of the industry where we've seen as much interest in adding load, which is primarily driven by data centers, said Sean Elisegui, Senior Vice President of Regulatory and Resource Planning for NV Energy, which provides electricity to 90% of the state. Utilities nationwide are grappling with how to meet exploding electricity demand tied to artificial intelligence while still transitioning to renewable and zero-carbon sources. Read the full story at knpr.org. More than 300 students have been hit by vehicles in school zones since August, according to Clark County School District Police. Lieutenant Michael Campbell says 322 students have been struck between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. so far this school year, up sharply from about 120 at this time last year and fewer than 100 the year before. About two-thirds of those hit are high school students who are more likely to be distracted, he said. Police are increasing patrols in school zones to reduce incidents. Betting apps that take wagers on everything from sports to what public officials might say next have become increasingly popular. But the online prediction markets are getting pushback from Nevada and Arizona. Sports betting uses a bookmaker model where the house profits from a built-in margin. Prediction markets use an exchange model where players trade against each other and the platform takes a fee. Because casinos and sports betting are state-regulated while prediction markets are federally regulated, legal battles are growing. Alan Feldman with UNLV's International Gaming Institute says prediction apps undercut states. When states enable gambling, they do so because they're looking for the economic investment, the job creation, and the tax revenue, Feldman said. A Nevada judge recently upheld a preliminary injunction banning the Kalshi Prediction Market app from operating without a gaming license. Arizona has also filed criminal charges alleging the app operates an unlicensed gambling business. Feldman predicts the cases are headed to the Supreme Court. Find the full story by the Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez at knpr.org. Nevada's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate rose slightly to 5.3% in January, up one-tenth of a percentage point from December, according to the State Department of Employment, Training, and Rehabilitation. Unemployment rates increased in all three of Nevada's metropolitan statistical areas compared with December. The Las Vegas, Henderson, North Las Vegas metro area had the highest rate at 5.8%, up from 5.2% in December. That figure is still down from 6.1% in January of last year. Starting Thursday, Southwest Airlines is increasing its checked baggage fees by $10. One checked bag now costs $45, and a second costs $55 for reservations made on or after April 9th. The increase comes less than a year after the airline ended its long-running policy allowing passengers to check two bags for free. Some travelers, including loyalty members and military personnel, will still receive free checked bags. Southwest remains the largest carrier at Harry Reid International Airport, serving more than 70 cities. Artist Austin Wood Comerow developed Pollage, short for polarized collage, an art form that uses light instead of pigments. Her work uses polarized filters and birefringent materials like cellophane to create vivid imagery when viewed through special lenses or light boxes. After her passing in 2020, her husband David and her daughters Erica Wood and Kara Wood Ginder have continued refining the technique. In 2019, Kara's daughter Charlotte began apprenticing, bringing the family's artistic legacy into a third generation. They now operate Light Reed Studios. Read the full story by Melissa Gill in Desert Companion's spring issue or at knpr.org. This has been the Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.